I will have my half of the rent to you as soon as I get paid next week, okay? I'm sorry. I got a little bit behind and I'm catching up, but I will. I promise. Well, it's a big deal to me. I don't like feeling like a freeloader. I know. We've been roommates a long time and I have never missed a rent payment and I don't intend to start now. It's just with COVID and all of this, it's been a really tough year and I feel like I'm struggling to stay afloat. So I'm going to do everything I can to get you my half of the rent ASAP, okay? I know you mean well, but when you say things like that, it just makes me feel worse. Because I've always taken care of myself. I've always made sure that everything is paid for. I've always made sure that I never had to ask anybody for anything. My parents kicked me out when I was 16 and I had to fend for myself, so I've gotten kind of good at it. I don't generally, you know, take help from people. I know you're not people. I know. That's what friends are for, right? Well, it's just, it's not something I can do. I can't take money from you. I can't. It's not okay. What do you mean, why? I'm pretty sure I just told you. Well, that was different. I paid her back, like, 2 weeks later. It was nothing. And I know I said I would have it on my next paycheck, but irrelevant. I just don't want to take money from you, okay? I don't want to take money from you. Can we drop this conversation, please? I'm really uncomfortable right now. I know I don't have to be like this, but you're not letting it go, and I need you to let it go. It is a big deal, and it's not that simple. I know you were fortunate that you weren't affected by COVID, and I know that I'm fortunate that you weren't affected because it's kept, you know, food in the cupboard and a roof over our heads, but I don't like you having to take care of me like that. It's just not okay. Well, yeah, I would have done the same thing if our roles were reversed. I mean, duh. Stop. Just stop. Okay, just stop. Because it is a big deal. Stop. Why are you making me explain this? Okay. If it's that big a deal, I took money from her because I really don't give a shit about her, okay? Because if I, for some reason, couldn't pay her back, it wasn't going to destroy something that I cared about. It might make things a little awkward for a while, but it wasn't going to, you know, absolutely obliterate something that actually means something to me. If I take money from you and I can't for some reason pay it back right away, it's going to just completely devastate our relationship. I know that's not how friends work, but I know how I work, and it would be catastrophic, okay? I don't know why. I just know that it would be. Because I couldn't face you over the breakfast table knowing that I was such a loser that I had to borrow money and I couldn't pay it back. That doesn't work. That doesn't work for me. Can we just stop, please? Please, please. If you've ever cared about me at all, please, can we just... Yeah, I'm getting upset. Because you're not letting it go. It's not unreasonable, and it's not over the top. And I know I don't generally get like this, but you're pushing some very serious buttons right now. Well, you are different than her. You're my roommate. I'm not really closer to anybody because you fucking live in my house. So, I don't want to have this conversation. I'm done. Please, I'm asking. Okay, all right. You're different, okay? You're different. Because the last thing I want is for you to look at me as anything less than awesome and capable and strong and 100% your equal. It matters. Okay? It matters. It matters when the person you love more than anybody in the world thinks of you as anything less. And borrowing money from you would run that risk.